This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Today, we're going to continue talking about how the kingdom of God functions and how you can receive from the Lord. And if you've missed anything that I've been teaching, I encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and get a hold of these things, because I believe it'll help you, and I believe it'll change your life. And our partners have made it possible for you to receive these things absolutely free. So, again, you got to get a hold of this. This is what Jesus said here. We're in Mark 4:13. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? You know, this is one of the reasons that, he goes on here, he says, the sower sows the word. This is one of the reasons that we have those daily devotionals. I think they're available on Amazon. If not, we have them here at the ministry. And because we're trying to sow the word down on the inside of you, because we actually believe this. This is the reason that we're so grateful for our partners, that we're able to sow this word. Honestly, it's the reason that I'm on this broadcast right now, is because we believe that the sower should sow the word, and that the word sown would change your life forever. That's why we're doing it. Okay? We're trying to give you the very thing that will change your life. Now, and again, let's go back to bad habits, right? You smoke, you cuss, you get involved in porn, you steal, you drink, and you've been trying for years to quit. And how do you get out? Sow the word. Now, understand something, because it is a seed, it might not be that you planted the seed today that you'll be out tomorrow. Because if I planted a watermelon seed today, I won't be eating watermelon tomorrow. But I can sow the seed today, and if I will continue to water and fertilize that seed, eventually I will get to eat a watermelon. So if you've had a bad behavior and you've made up your mind through, I don't want to do this anymore, understand this is your answer. Now, it is not the get out of it quick answer, and that's why a lot of people don't like it. I mean, most people like life like McDonald's. We're just going to drive by and get me a burger and French fries and go on. And if it's not done in 2 minutes, then I'm going to pitch a fit, even though you couldn't get a burger and French fries at your house in 2 minutes. And you want that instant. You want that instant. And that's not the way the kingdom of God lasts. Does. You sow. Now, today is miracle day, and I believe that God's going to do miracles at the end of this, but please understand, this isn't, I believe God's meeting you where you are, and he'll give you a miracle, but on the other side of it, you've got to quit living by miracles. You need to live the way the kingdom of God operates and sow the word and reap a harvest, okay? Because what happens on the day that it's not miracle day on the broadcast and you can't receive? You should not be dependent on me to receive from your God. And so God says that this is the way that he does it. That spoke to somebody right there. You were shocked that I said that, but it's true. I don't want you dependent on me for you to receive from your Father after everything Jesus has done for you. Now, I believe today you will receive a miracle, but then after that, don't wait on me. Do this. So he says this, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Okay, these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. Now, you remember, and again, you can go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these messages absolutely free, but he didn't just show up as a big bad and just take it. they didn't understand it. They didn't care that they didn't understand it, and they let it go. You have to make up your mind. You're going to understand. You might not understand today. You might not understand tomorrow, but you got to make up your mind. You're going to understand. Now, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in them. This is the second group. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, they stumble or they're offended. You get offended, you're going to stumble. There's no other way around it. That's the reason that the words can be used interchangeably in Scripture. Okay. Now, again, this is people receiving it emotionally. You need to be willing to stick with the word when the emotions are gone. Bless those who curse you, do good. And I know I keep picking on that one, but that was the one that was the hardest for me. Well, I don't feel like blessing you today. I don't feel like blessing you after you just cuss me out. It doesn't matter how you feel. I've got to get out of group two. I cannot just receive the word with gladness and emotionally. I have to let it take root. I have to act on it. I have to make up my mind this word is true, and I'm not going to just endure for a time. You know, and this goes back to people reading their Bible, and people, you know, they don't stick with it sometimes. You know, and listen, not just people, me. I remember years ago, I made up my mind I was going to read 8 chapters a day. That's one of the reasons I'm against doing it. And I would start, and I read the first day, and I think I might have read the second day. Third day, I got maybe 6 chapters in. Well, then the next day, I got to hit 14, or no, let's see, 6, it'd be 10. I got to hit 10 chapters. Well, I only hit 8, right? But I was supposed to hit 10, and so now I got this 2 left over plus my new 8, so I got 10 more, but I only hit 6 that day. So now I got 4 plus my 8, now I'm at 12, and by the end of the week, it's like, I'm not doing it. I'm tired, you know, I'll never catch up. I only endured for a time. This is the reason I tell you, when you're going to set goals, set easy ones, right? To start off with, read one scripture every day and then act on that one scripture every day. Act on it. Find a way to act on it. Let it take root. And when something comes up, don't just say next time, bless those who curse you, do good to those. I can hear you right now. Kirk, get off of that scripture. I can't. I don't know why. But here's the thing. Bless those who curse you. Well, I'll bless them tomorrow. I don't feel like doing it today. No, act on it. Well, they're cursing me. Next time. I'll get it next time. Everybody's got flesh. You know, God will understand. Yes, he will understand, but it's not taking root in you. And so you're never getting out of group two. Right? You've got to get out of group two. And the only way to do it is to continue to endure. Not only that, it says that you've got to endure sound doctrine. I find that interesting that one of the things Paul said, that men will not always endure sound doctrine. You know what that tells you? That you'll be sitting there in a service and you're having to endure the teaching. In other words, you ain't liking it. And you've got to make it through it because it's good for you. Right? Don't just go to a church that preaches that where, you know, you're great, everybody's great. Listen, you're not that great. I'm not that great. I've got changes I need to make. I'm loved by God. I'm adored by God. But I can't keep cussing out my neighbor, right? I don't even know my neighbors. I don't cuss my neighbor out. But I just can't keep going along with it. I have to make up my mind because there's more at stake now. Please understand this. Right now, God's dealing with me about bless those who curse me, do good to those who hate me, right? Right now, that's the issue. But there's coming a day I'm going to have another issue, and I'm going to need this word to produce, save my life, save the life of my children. I'm going to need this word to produce the finances I need for myself or for somebody else. And if I have made a habit over not doing the word, when it's time for me to receive from the word, I'm not going to be able to receive to because it has no root in me. And I'm sitting there planting, trying to get it to take root. And that's not good. It's not good. Now, I want to be clear. Today is miracle service. And we've had some good testimonies, but I believe we're going to get more. And I believe God wants to do a miracle in your life. But I want to be clear. After God does this miracle, right, then you need to get into the word so you never need another miracle. Healing should just become part of your everyday life because you're sowing the word of healing and it's producing in you 30, 60, and 100 fold. You shouldn't need any more financial miracles because you're sowing finances, you're sowing the word. You got to do those two together, right? Because the word will tell you to sow finances. You do those two together, and so now you're cast your bread upon the water, and after many days, it'll come back to you on every wave. But here's the thing. Some of you, this is your first time listening to me. This is your first time hearing these things. I want you to understand your Father is in love with you, and He wants to help you, and He wants to do it right now. Yes, you need to begin to sow today so that you can reap a harvest. You need to do that. Okay, but some of you need help instantly because if you don't have it, it's over. And your Father loves you and has made that available. So this is what I'd like you to do right now. Jesus is your miracle, and He's going to give you your miracle. And right now, I'm going to release the miracle working power of God into your life as a representative of Jesus. I want you to think about Him right now. I want you to think about the fact that He loves you. I want you to think about the fact that He wants to help you. I want you to think about the fact that He is merciful. So even if you've made a mess, He's in love and still wants to help you. Now think of that thing that you need. Now you've thought about Jesus and His love. Think about that thing that you want and you need to receive from Him. And so right now, right where you are, this is Jesus is. And He's in love with you. He wants to help you. He has provided miraculous power to change your life, to change your circumstance. In the name of Jesus, I release this miracle working power of God into your life, into your body, into your finances, into your family, to go out from here for wherever you are. No matter when you're listening to this, I believe that miracle working power, even if you're watching it or listening to it a year later, I believe your miracle because Jesus wants to help you. And in the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. I believe right now where you are, the power of God is at work in your situation to effect a miracle. I believe in it so much that I'm going to ask you to contact the ministry and tell us what Jesus did for you. Tell us how He changed your body. Tell us how your child just woke up when they said that the child was going to die. Tell us about it. Tell us about it. We love you very, very much. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head